It looks like 11 on the jersey, and Jesse and Isaac are similar heights. Very different builds, though, but Jesse, going for the layup on the post, gets taken down hard. Going to go to the line for two. It's the second matchup here as the Sandpoint Eagles coming off strong, peaking here as they go into regionals, which begins next week in Togiak. Looking real strong, ready to get to state. The score right now, 5-2 in favor of Sandpoint. That's 5-2 in favor of Sandpoint. Jesse misses both of those free throws. Brian Eichley's going to pull down the board. On the floor for King Cove, we got Riley Koso playing point, Braden Brandle, also Brian Eichley, Elia Lind, and Jager Sean. Nice play by Riley going through the baseline, but the pass is a little soft and quickly picked up by the defense of Sandpoint. Here comes a good offensive transition. On the floor, we got Edmund Cumberledge, Stephen Galvin, Joe Mark. He's going to, ooh, look at the three, doesn't take it. Back around the horn to Stephen. Stephen takes it over. Oh, pass was to Jesse. It was cutting in. Good move of the ball. Sandpoint's pass are just a little off the mark, but they're keeping their hands on. Oh, beautiful feed to Jesse. It just can't go in. Oh, my goodness. He got open perfectly pass from Isaac Gunderson as he was cutting at the post. Kinko with the rebound. Shot for three by Jager Sean. No good. Put back by Brian Eichley. Will bring the T-Jacks within one. Score now 5-4 in favor of Sandpoint. 4:15 left to go here in the first quarter. Oh, way behind the defense. Isaac Gunderson with nobody around gets the pass from Edmund Cumberledge. Easy layup. He crosses over the post and puts it up on the right-hand side. Nice shot. And that was just a high defense. Sandpoint saw the opportunity. Takes advantage. Okay. Nice reach in there by Jesse Starnes. Knocks the ball out. Is being passed to Koso, who Jesse is marking right now. Sandpoint in a man-to-man defense. Stolen on the inbound pass by Isaac. He is a defensive juggernaut. Passing across the post. It goes into the hands of the T-Jacks. Good defense by the T-Jacks there. Jesse was trying to pass it about 12 feet across the post and right into a lob traffic. Good job there. T-Jacks recover the possession and have another chance to get some points on the board. Again, trying to pass down to the baseline. The ball is stolen. Jesse, the height difference here between these teams is just really pronounced. Stephen Galvin, Jesse Starnes, Isaac Gunderson, all taller than the next tallest person on the T-Jacks. So their Isaac sees the open lane on the left-hand side, runs up, can't quite get to go down. Jesse on the putback, that's no good. Riley Koso gets the ball, drives up hard and fast. Wow, beautiful jumper. It's kind of like a lean-forward jumper from about 10 feet out. Off the glass and good. Nice bank shot. 7-6 in favor of Sandpoint now. Isaac Gunderson with the ball. Over to Edmund. He's going to cross it over to just a handoff, actually, to Stephen Galvin. Stephen way outside the perimeter. He was shooting the lights out yesterday. Nice wall pass. Goes back. Goes to Isaac, then back to Stephen. But Stephen runs into some strong defense. T-Jack steal the ball. Oh, missed shot. Rebound by the Eagles. Fast transition. Joe Mark waits for the offense to catch up. Jumper by Isaac won't go down. Braden Brandle gets a rebound. Yeah, the big story yesterday, of course, was just the offense of Stephen Galvin. I don't even know the stats. I should have checked it last night, but man, he was shooting the lights out. Go! Steal by Edmund Cumberledge. He's got T-Jacks all around him, so he'll hold back. Drive at the baseline. Cross. Oh! Brian Eichley, fast steal. Brian Eichley been on the team a long time, tons of experience. But Braden Brandle, the 1-2-3 step into the lane, puts it up from the key. Layup is a little hard and over, but rebound goes to Elia. Fight for the rebound and a foul. It's going to be Eagle possession foul against King Cove. Number 40. That's Braden. Sandpoint has the ball. Jesse. Pass it over to Isaac. Over to Stephen for three. Sinks it. Literally swishes it. Bottom of the net goes up. Almost catches on the rim. Nothing but net. There we go. Stephen trying to get the feel of it here. 10 now for the Eagles, 6 for the T-Jacks. 1:30 to go here in the quarter. Braden with the ball. Chance Griffith checking in now for the Sandpoint Eagles. Moving the ball to the free throw line. Elia drives into the lane. Oh man, took a couple extra steps there, but no call. Puts up the jumper, good for two. Good play there by Elia. 10-8 now in favor of Sandpoint. And there's a travel call against Edmund as he was trying to work his way around the corner of the defense. And he took an extra step there trying to find Joe Mark on the sideline. Jesse's going to come off. Looks like he's got some sort of cut on his pinky, on his left-hand pinky. They're putting a Band-Aid on it. He's going to sit down, and then Chance Griffith will check in. He'll pick up the assignment. Actually, it's a 1-3-1 offense that Sandpoint's playing here that's been very effective. Passing into the post, Elia was at the top of the free throw line, pass up the right-hand side. Touched by the T-Jacks, but goes out of bounds. Under a minute to go, Sandpoint up by two. Joe Mark, unexpected pass, but he recovers it. Goes for the shot, can't get it off, tries to last-minute pass it. Jager Sean's right there for it. He hands off to his brother, Braden. Three-pointer from the corner, just a little bit hard over the rim. Rebound goes to the Eagles, and Sandpoint will have another try. No way, way downtown. Oh, just at the top of the rim. I mean, that was beyond the yellow line by Steven. That was a bit excessive. And then Edmund, fast transition by Braden, who's just got the wheels on him. He moves real quickly. Edmund overcompensates on the defense, fouls him on the layup, sending Braden to the line for two. 28 seconds here, left in the corner. Sandpoint still up by two, 10-8, but it's been a close matchup. Sandpoint getting more opportunities at the basket, but the shot's just not going down. Quick shout out to all the fishermen opening up the state pot cod season today. Hope you guys are being safe and getting on the fish quick so that way you guys can wrap it up and come on home. Be a short little season, see what happens. But glad everyone's got the opportunity to go out there. Braden will make that second one, and that will make it 9-10 now. Elia and Braden will sit down. Memphis and Tommy will come in for the T-Jacks. I'm looking to see if Chance is still on the floor. Yep, Chance still on the floor. Jesse getting much deserved rest. It's been a long season here. Sandpoint has come a long way. They're missing Steven for much of the season. Man, him coming back has made all the difference. 13 seconds. Down to the baseline. Isaac can't get the shot off. He fires one off, deflected. Joe Mark on the rebound. He's only got 5 seconds. His jumper is deflected into the hands of Isaac. 1 second left. And they're just going to let the buzzer run out there. As we go into the second quarter, King Cove down by one. Sandpoint with 10. The T-Jacks with 9. We'll be back in a minute with more basketball.
Fishing is a large part of what we do here in the Aleutians East Borough. But it's not all we do. Aleutia understands this, providing fish processing to the Aleutians, while also supporting local community services and events, such as your local public radio station. With their office being located right here in Sandpoint, Aleutia has shown a commitment to fresh, high-quality seafood and the people who harvest it, right from our backyards. For further information, please call 907-383-5909. Aleutia. Steadfast supporters of local fishermen here in the Aleutians East Borough.
KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
All right, we're back now. It's Sandpoint up by one as we go into the second quarter. T-Jacks will have possession to kick things off. Another high pass to the baseline. This time they get it to Elia. Jesse grabs a lot of ball in the deflection, but foul called as Elia goes up for the beneath-the-basket jump shot. That will send him to the line for two. First foul against Jesse Starnes of the day. Two team fouls apiece. Both teams doing well watching their fouls this morning. Elia's shot goes off to the right. Score remains 10-9 in favor of the Eagles. And we'll see if Sandpoint can start getting their shots to go down. That will be a big difference here. The number of shots taken versus May has been huge for Sandpoint. Off the back iron, Jesse Starnes gets the rebound. Quickly finds Cumberledge, and Edmund will take it up. Passing off to Stephen Galvin. Behind the defense of Jesse, he crosses the post over to Isaac. Stephen for three. Off the back of the rim. Goes out of bounds. Riley will let it go out. Last touch by Sandpoint. And that was a good move in the ball. Great shot, but just the three-pointer was just a little bit off to the left. And that's what I was saying last night. The difference was really Stephen's three-point shots. He was just on fire, lighting it up. Braden's got to watch out there. He pulls up his travel, kind of slides his foot. No travel called, but he might have gotten called on that over in regionals. Braden gets the pass back from Riley. He's got Isaac Gunderson in front of him. Takes over to the right-hand side. Hands it off to Koso for three. Nice arc. No good. Big rebound by Stephen Galvin. Quick outlet pass over to Joe Mark. Trying to go across the post. Ball stolen by Eichley, but the ball re-stolen by Joe Mark, and he puts it up and in. Good for two. Good awareness there by Eichley to steal the ball on the cross-post pass, but man, Joe Mark was waiting for that second opportunity. 12-9 now in favor of Sandpoint. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the quarter. Ilya with the ball at the free throw line. He's got defenders all around him. Ball tipped away and stolen. Picked up by Starnes. He's moving fast. He's got defenders all around him. Sent to the floor. Passes it back up over to Edmund. Now moving the ball around the three-point line. Jesse gets it back underneath the basket. And it's going to be a foul against Ilya. Starnes had the ball. He was in a really odd ball position underneath the basket. Was trying to dish it out, but Ilya put a body all over him, forcing the foul. First foul on Ilya. Passing underneath their own basket. Sandpoint gets the throw in. Takes it way outside. Isaac Gunderson gets the pass. Back over to Edmund. Cumberland's behind the yellow line. Looking for an opportunity to penetrate. Jesse had a good look for threes. Doesn't take it. Steven gets up there. Trying to get Joe Mark to go into motion. Oh, Eichley with a great defensive steal. Pass out to Koso. Defenders all over him. Tries to split the lane but can't. Steven with the board. Quick outlet pass over to Isaac, and Isaac, not the point guard, is going to hand it off to Starnes. Starnes penetrates, puts up a jumper from 12 out, no good. Rebound goes to Starnes. His putback isn't good either. Eichley gets the rebound, fast pass, good movement over to Koso. Oh, but his shot's just a little bit hard. And an inbound save by Jager Sean. Great effort will go right into the hands of Edmund. Good passing over there to Koso, but he just couldn't get the shot off. 360 spin into the post. Stephen Galvin's going to take up a layup from about 7 feet out. And it's kind of like a shoving shot because it's so far away. It's hard to call that a layup, but that won't go in, but it's darn close. Ball goes out of bounds. Sandpoint will remain in possession. Score is 12-9 in favor of the Eagles. Keeping the ball outside the perimeter, Sandpoint's just kind of moving the ball around the three-point line, looking for an open shot or for... Oh, there we go. Joe Mark penetrates in. Yeah. He was behind the defense, gets the ball for about a 10-foot jumper, good for two, making the score 14-9 now, just over 5 minutes left in the quarter. Again, the score 14-9 in favor of Sandpoint. T-Jacks with the ball. Everyone looking a little bit tired. Yesterday was such a fast-paced game. Koso fires one off, no good. Oh, rebound to Brian Eichley, quickly finds Elia Lind. Lind puts it up and in, good for two. 14 now for the Eagles, 11 for... Oh, they're going to travel. A jump stop and an extra step by Jesse Starnes will turn the ball over to King Cove. All right, ball in the hands of the T-Jacks. Randall will bring it up. Moving the ball in, he'll take his time, taking it over to the right-hand side. And not seeing much movement from the defense, or the offense, makes it for an easy steal. This is just a steal trap defense that Sandpoint's playing. Inside the paint, Jesse Starnes, oh, powers up from just in front of the basket, about 3 feet out, gets fouled. Blocking call there, I think, on Ilya, his second. And Jesse Starnes almost gets the and one, but instead will go to the line for two. Let me readjust that. It's going to be the first foul on Brian Eichley. Starnes' free throw shot will rattle in. 15 now for Sandpoint, 11 for the T-Jacks. 4:27 to go here in the half. Off the iron for the second one, picked up by Brian Eichley. And he'll hand the ball off to Braden Brandle. Brandle will take it up, get the screen from Ilya. Can't quite fire off the three in time. Hands off to Eichley, but that ball is snatched away. Loose ball, picked back up by Brian. Good hustle. Finds Riley Koso. Long shot for three by Braden. Oh, man, nice arc up and in. Rebound and pass back out goes straight into the hands of Joe Mark. He was surprised. His layup is no good, but a soaring rebound by Isaac. Takes it outside about another foot and a half. Turns around, wide open for the jumper, up and in for two. 17-11 now. Yeah, the coach for King Cove has got to call a timeout there on that one. Those boys just starting to kind of gain a little bit of momentum. King Cove's going to want to slow that one down. 30-second timeout. The score is 17 in favor of the Eagles, 17 to 11 in favor of the Eagles. Thank you for tuning in. You're on KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, 88.1 FM in King Cove. Also, it's K201DA in King Cove. KFPS, beautiful town of Falls Pass. We're almost wrapping up the season here. This is the last, this and the girls game right now that's going on as we speak are the final regular season games of the tournament. We'll have regionals kicking off, I think, on Thursday. Boys heading up to Togiak. The ladies coming over here to Sandpoint. It's going to be a great competition. We'll see how it goes. Hopefully, all these teams from the Aleutians Eastboro can get to their necessary tournaments. The big question, I know that the state geography bee is going to be held online now due to concerns regarding the COVID-19, the coronavirus. So that there will not be a state-held competition in Anchorage for the GOB. I'm curious if they're going to cancel the state tournament in Anchorage for basketball because of concerns over the virus. So we'll keep you notified on that one. That's going to be a good question. Koso gets the ball for the T-Jacks. Misses the shot. Fight for the rebound. Off the fingertips of Brian Eichley. So with 3:33 left in the first half, Sandpoint will have possession of the ball. 17 for the Eagles, 11 for the T-Jacks. Isaac doesn't take the three-point jumper, hands it off or to the top of the key for Stephen Galvin. Over to the left-hand side now. Edmund looking for an opportunity at the baseline, sees nothing. Stephen for three, great line, perfect. Up and in, 20 now for the Eagles, 11 for the T-Jacks. Stephen taking his time, getting on fire here. He was just shooting the lights out last night, but that was all the difference, really. I think if you had taken out Stephen's points last night, it probably would have been a tie game. Under three and a half. Long pass picked off by Joe Mark, but he can't quite get a handle on it, so it's going to go out of bounds off the Eagles. T-Jacks will reset their offense. Here we go, Braden with the ball. Looking for some motion. The T-Jacks are just kind of standing around here on their offense. Elia gets it on the post, but he has to send it right back outside. Edmund with some good defense. Ball now with Koso. He's looking for an opportunity. Eichley's going to drive the baseline. No standing around for this kid. He powers up. Good shot. Doesn't go down. Jager Sean gets the board. Hands it back outside to Koso for a jumper. Oh, nice shot by Riley Koso. Puts it up and in. 20 now for Sandpoint. 13 for the T-Jacks. Good patience there by the T-Jack. Pays off with a much-needed bucket. Jesse gets the ball at the post. Sends it back outside. Stephen for three. Off the rim. Almost saved by Jesse Starnes. Braden was trying to block the ball. He was standing in front of it with his arms extended, trying to block anyone from saving it. Didn't stop Jesse from going around him and almost pounding him with the ball in an attempt to bring it back in. 2 minutes left here in the half. T-Jacks with 13. Sandpoint Eagles with 20. Braden pulls up his dribble and needs to pass it. Over to Eichley, tipped off his fingers into the hands of Galvin. Steven with the ball now, and under 2 minutes left. Isaac drives the baseline, open lane, no one contests him. Braden saw the opportunity, didn't want to get plowed down, didn't want to force a foul. Lets Isaac take it all the way to the hoop, connects with the basket, good for two. 22 now for Sandpoint, 13 for the T-Jacks. Sandpoint just slowly inching away with the score. Pass from outside the perimeter into the post where Brian Eichley was the intended receiver of the pass. Won't go down. 90 seconds left in the half. Ball in the hands of the Eagles. Passing into the post. Defense collapses around Jesse Starnes. He 360s into the paint. Fadeaway jumper. Good for two. Wow. What a beautiful play. 24 now for the Eagles. 13 for King Cove. 1:12 left in the half. Coach for the T-Jacks calls a play into action. Braden looking for the motion. He telling his boys to come to him. It seems like there's just confusion right now on the offense of the T-Jacks. Like they don't exactly know what the plays are. You know, the motion just isn't there. And you saw a lot of it last night. Ball goes out of bounds. Jager Sean's going to try to save it. Can't get his hands, can't quite save it in time. Okay. Oh, a little bit of a full court man-to-man coming our way now. T-Jack's looking to put a little added pressure. Isaac gets behind the defense, across the post pass to Joe Mark, who was cutting into the basket. Way to pass the ball by Isaac. He had an opportunity, but Joe Mark had the better one. He quickly passed it across the post. Excellent way of breaking that full court press. 26 for Sandpoint, 13 for the T-Jacks. Sandpoint now doubles the score of King Cove. Under 19 seconds left in the half. Braden with the ball. All the way. Oh, tipped away by Jesse. He's going to be able to save it. Fast break, but he's got Jigershawn coming on. No look behind the back pass to Isaac. Oh, my gosh. Isaac. He was ready for the pass, but it came so quick and so close, he had to regroup himself. He's able to get the shot off up and in. That was amazing. 28 for Sandpoint, 13 for the T-Jacks, as Sandpoint continues to slowly build their lead and gain some ground here. We're going to go into the half, 10 minutes on the clock. Again, 28 for the Sandpoint Eagles, 13 for the T-Jacks. We'll be back in 10. Holden, sending it back to you. But welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Underway for the third quarter. It's the final half of the regular season here in Sandpoint. T-Jacks with the ball. Braden puts up a shot. Misses it off the glass. Good angle. Whoa, Elia falls down in the scuffle there. Sandpoint now. Behind the back pass to Steven. Oh, Isaac gets the pass over to Jesse, but he's just cutting a little too fast. Goes between his legs. Good movement of the ball there for the T-Jacks. Braden again putting a shot up, this time from inside the paint. That one also won't go down. Score is still 28 for Sandpoint, 13 for the T-Jacks as we come out of the halftime. Again, 28 for the Eagles, 13 for the T-Jacks. Jesse Starnes moving the ball outside the perimeter. Isaac back to Jesse. This time he gets it. Works his way in closer to the basket. Puts up a jumper from 5 feet out. That one's in. 30 now for Sandpoint, 13 for King Cove. Welcome back to this awesome matchup here. It's been quite a regular season. Sandpoint really coming through strong here towards the end. Really primed and ready to go for regionals, hopefully for a bid for state. Moving into Elia. Oh. Foul called against Stephen Galvin. Elia was powering up from inside the paint. And it's going to be a shooting foul that will send Elia to the line for two. They're calling on Stephen Galvin, who is right behind him, got his hand on the ball, and you know, when these deflection shots are so tough to call, because they're just like quick last-second calls usually, and it looked like a pretty clean deflection by Steven. But just do your best. Elia makes his first one, misses his second, rebound, almost bounces straight back to him, but good job by Joe Mark boxing out the shooter, and that gets him the rebound. 30-14 now, 6:30 to go in the quarter. Eagles looking to kick things into overdrive. You can just sense that they're minutes away, but Stephen Galvin has been very quiet on the offense. They've done, you know, I think that defensively the T-Jacks have just put a bit more effort into shutting down his opportunities. They're playing a man-to-man defense. Brian Eichley, without a doubt, the best defensive guard that the T-Jacks have. Oh, travel on Edmund. Hop, skip, and a jump forces the turnover. But yeah, I think that Brian Eichley just being glued to Stephen Galvin has really made the difference in shutting down his opportunity to shoot. Plus, also yesterday, he was just feeling it. He was all over the place. You couldn't defend against his shots. Moving the ball in, travel. Elio found a lane to the baseline. He was running up to the basket, forcing the foul there. Or not the foul, sorry, forcing the turnover. 5:50 left to go in the quarter. King Cove with 14, the Eagles with 30. Steven for three, near the sideline, drains it, hits the back of the iron, straight down. Wow, that was pretty much, he was on the left-hand angle, and he was pretty much at the out-of-bounds line. 33 now to 14 in favor of Sandpoint, 5:30 left here in the quarter. Joshua Fonalin's going to check in here for Sandpoint. He was the only player on the bench that did not get an opportunity to check in. Steven passing the ball over to Edmund. That was a two-point shot made by the T-Jacks there. Now 33-16 is a score in favor of Sandpoint. All right, ball now in the hands of Galvin. He's going to drive up the key. He could have dished it to the outside. Joe Mark was on the right-hand wing. He looks inside the paint. All he sees are white jerseys. He was not going to get a shot off. So he tries to pass it. Ball goes out of bounds. And Joshua Fonlin's going to come in for Joe Mark. Memphis will also come in for Elia. A couple of substitutions here on the floor. Sandpoint throwing underneath their own basket. Long pass out, gets it over to Edmund. Oh, three-pointer by Stevens. Oh my gosh, in the basket. That was not a fade away, but kind of like a, you know, jump stop fading over to the side, jump shot from way downtown. 36 now to 16. Sandpoint beginning to, you know, slowly, they were slowly building their lead. Now they're starting to really build their lead. Shot by the T-Jacks, no good. Memphis, oh, clean deflection by Stephen Galvin. Sends Memphis packing. Ooh, Jesse was going in real hard on the left-hand side, going for the layup. Eichley forces the ball down while it's still in his hand, sending Jesse to the floor. They're not going to call a shooting foul. It kind of looked like he was trying to shoot. Oh, the bounce in. Riley Coso trying to come in, deflect the ball out of Jesse's hands. Nope. Forces the foul. That was definitely some contact there on that shot. Jesse almost gets the and one, but he'll go to the line for two. Brian Eichley, just a great player. Huge on the defense, really trying to make plays happen on the offense. And his attitude, you can just see it on the court. No pretense, no attitude. He took Jesse down hard there. Second time he's taken Jesse down hard, immediately runs over, picks him back up, you know. So it's just a good rapport between the two teams this year. 38 for Sandpoint. Jesse sinks that last free throw. 38 for Sandpoint, 16 for the T-Jacks. The Eagles looking to run away with this one. We'll see if they can keep the offensive drive going. I knew that once the shot started falling, it was just going to be... Oh, Jesse with a steal. He's got Braden behind the back. Gets past Braden. Layup is good. He got out of position going behind the back into the paint, but he was able to compensate back to the right-hand side. Great play by Jesse. 40 to 16 now. Oh, Coso for three. Count the basket. 40 to 19 now. Good shot by Riley Coso there from the corner. Fondlin has the ball, looking for the pass, gets over to Edmund. Back to the yellow line now. Stephen Galvin's going to hand it off to Isaac. Edmund now. And Sandpoint just taking their time, burning down the clock. Jesse looks at the three, says no. Edmund almost travels again, but he drives into the lane. Shot, layup doesn't go down. Starnes on the putback, good for two. 42 now for the Eagles, 19 for the T-Jacks. 3:30 left here in the quarter. Riley Coso drives in past the three-point line. Long shot for two, no good. Eichley on the putback. Won't get it to go in, but man, he'll draw that foul. Brian Eichley's going to go to the line for two. It'll be Jesse Starnes with his second foul. Two team fouls for the second half so far for Sandpoint. Three team fouls for the T-Jacks. Both squads doing very well in fouls. Low arcing free throw shot right there by Brian Eichley. It's going to wrap around the rim and go out, and with that shot, we'll have a 30-second timeout called by the T-Jacks. So, like I said, this is the last game of the regular season. We're going to have an opportunity for more basketball here with regionals, and then we'll see what happens with state. It's going to be up to, one, the teams getting to state, and then, two, what are they going to do with state? You know, just with the concerns regarding the COVID-19 coronavirus, will it be will they call it off? You know, you see that all over the place. They're calling off festivals. The South by Southwest Festival in Austin, Texas just got called off for 2020. The State Geography Bee in Anchorage on the 27th was called off. So it would not be surprising to me if we do not have a state tournament this year. Just too much concern. But you never know. We'll see what happens. It's still a good ways away. But for now, we've got awesome regionals basketball coming your way here soon, so don't go far. KSCP should have all that coverage. And then hopefully we'll have state coverage as well. Boys coming off the bench now. The score is 42 for Sandpoint, 19 for the T-Jacks. 3:30 left to go here in the third quarter. Sandpoint looking to run away here. Brian Eichley and the T-Jacks doing everything they can to stop it. Eichley's got one more attempt here from the line. Puts up the shot. Low arc off the front of the rim. Gets it on rebound. And up and in. Makes up for both those missed free throws with a... nice rebound off the missed shot. 42-20 now in favor of Sandpoint. 3 minutes on the clock here. Edmund Cumberlich has the ball way outside the perimeter. Calling for the screen. Behind the back pass by Steven. Isaac's wide open. He's going, oh, where's the holding on that one? No call. Memphis literally grabbed Isaac's jersey. But he's able to get past the defense and lay it up off the baseline. Good for two. 44 now for Sandpoint. 21. For the T-Jacks. Under three to go here in the quarter. Coso has the ball, passing it back to Braden. Jager Sean was open on the baseline, quickly picked up by Manny. Emmanuel Crone has checked in. Slipped in underneath my radar there. On the floor, we got the starting five for the T-Jacks, plus, actually, Memphis is in. But I can see that Elia is looking to check back in. a blocking call against Stephen Galvin, I think, as Memphis was trying to run the baseline. Yep, it's going to be a call against against Stephen Galvin. Memphis was running up the baseline, ran into a little bit of moving defense. Second foul for Stephen. Ilya checks in. Memphis sits down, throwing it underneath their own basket. T-Jacks with possession, handing off to Koso. Fires off a three. It's going to be a little off the mark. Manny will let it run out of bounds, and Sandpoint will have possession. All right, ball now in the hands of Sandpoint. 44-21 in favor of the Eagles. 2:11 left on the third quarter. Sandpoint moving it up. Taking their time, letting the clock burn out. Manuel Crone with the ball. Edmund hands off to Stephen at the yellow line. Off the front rim. Rebound goes in the hands of Lind. And here comes the T-Jacks. Nice behind-the-back dribble to Braden. Oh, hands off to Jaeger, who quickly himself hands off to Koso. That was a beautiful pass by Braden. And man, Koso just can't get the basket to go down. Great play opportunity presented by Braden. But T-Jacks just couldn't capitalize. Manny for three in the corner. That's his spot right there off the back of the iron. Ballin fights for the rebound. Attempts to save the outgoing ball. Just can't quite get to it in time. Score stays 44-21. Jaeger Sean's going to sit down and we'll check in Tommy Mack. 1:30 on the clock now in the third quarter. Possession with the T-Jacks. Tommy's going to hand it off over to Riley. Back up to the yellow line. Braden Brandle. Calling for the offensive motion. Eichley over to Tommy Mack for three. Lynn gets a rebound. Oh. Calling Manny on the foul. Fairly clean deflection, but Lynn will go to the line for two. First foul on Emmanuel Crone. 44 now for this, still, I should say, 44 for the Eagles. 21 for the T-Jacks. 1:12 on the clock. Ilya Lind looking to get some much-needed points on the board for King Cove. Just out the front of the rim. Joe Mark looking to check in. I think Manny's going to take a seat. And here we go. Ilya with the second attempt. Hits the second one, making it 22 now for the T-Jacks. Sandpoint still doubling that with 44. 1:10 left here in the quarter. Here comes Sandpoint with the ball. Over to Fonlin. Joshua sends it back to Edmund. Stephen Galvin gets the screen, drives with the right-hand side. He's going to have to dish off to... Oh, yeah, foul. Stephen Galvin drives hard into the lane, gets hit down by Brian Eichley, and that will... He was passing the ball to Joshua right when it happened, so Sandpoint's going to throw the ball in underneath their own basket. Galvin, long throw into Cumberledge. Cross to Isaac. Oh, Isaac was trying to cut to the basket a little too quickly. Out of bounds, last touch by the Sandpoint Eagles. 55 seconds left in the quarter. Sandpoint still up by 22. And Sandpoint not running away with it. They had a little momentum building in this quarter. They weren't able to kind of capitalize on it. Koso has the ball for the T-Jacks. To the top, Braden. Nice three-point look. Oh, in and out. Eichley gets the rebound, but he can't get a handle on it. Falls into the hands of Edmund Cumberledge, and Sandpoint will have 35 seconds on the clock to get a shot off. Hands it off over to Stephen Galvin. Way outside the perimeter. Joe Mark for three. Off the front of the rim. And it's going to bounce out directly into the outbounds. No opportunity for anyone to chase that one down. T-Jacks with the ball. 25 seconds left on the clock. One last opportunity for the T-Jacks to try to get something on the board here. Ilya goes into the post. Shot is going to hit the front of the rim. Easily gets his own rebound. Sends it over to Koso for nice fadeaway jumper for two. Good. 24 now for the T-Jacks. 44 for Sandpoint. 6 seconds left. Edmund. Stephen. Joe Mark open for three. He's not going to take it. Sets up Stephen for three. It's going to be short of the rim. Hits the bottom of the net. No good. And there at the buzzer for the third quarter. The score is going to be 44-24. Sandpoint up by 20 going into the fourth and final quarter of the regular season. Holden, back to you for a quick word from our sponsors.
R&D Marine Design is a proud sponsor of KAEB. R&D Marine Design is operated by David Wilmont and offers solutions for secure skiff tracking, satellite communications, autopilot, radar, sonar, computers, and more. For more information or questions, Radar Dave is available at 360-319-6218. R&D Marine Design, a proud supporter of community radio and the fishing fleets of the Aleutians East Borough.
Programming on KSDP is brought to you by Telalaska, continuing a tradition of innovation and excellence, connecting businesses across Alaska through an advanced statewide data network, from office to office, town to town, to the world outside. At Telalaska, of course you can.
Anderson joining the party now as he comes out for the fourth and final quarter of the regular season. Sandpoint leads this contest by 20. Not exactly what happened last night, where Stephen Galvin really kicked things up a couple notches and helped the Sandpoint run away with the game. But Sandpoint definitely controlling things, controlling the pace. Good defense by Brian Eichley, making it a little bit harder for Sandpoint to connect offensively. T-Jacks will have the ball here in the fourth quarter. Oh, Tommy Max wide open for three in the corner. Off the top of the rim. Starnes gets the board. Oh, his pass is almost goes into the back of Brian Eichley, but they're able to recover that. Here you go, Joe Mark with the possession for the Sandpoint Eagles. And I think that the strategy this time is just going to be burning down the clock for Sandpoint. Edmund with the ball, and it's a pretty fast-paced fourth quarter so far. Picking up his dribble, taking a couple extra steps. Edmund's really got to watch out for that. You don't get called for that in an open gym, but they'll call you that over here on the floor. Edmund with the ball at the half-court line. Calling out the play. Looking for motion. Ashton gets the ball outside the perimeter. He's going to cut down the lane. See if we'll get the feedback. And Ashton just a dominating force down the lower post. He's being guarded by Braden Brandle, and he's literally just trying to contend with a wall right now. He cannot get around him. Good job by Jesse Starnes. Penetrates up into the middle of the key. Puts up a shot. Good for two. 46 now for the Eagles. 24 for T-Jacks. Under 7 left to go in the game. Braden has the ball now. He finds Eichley. That's a very soft pass. Gave the defense plenty of time to compensate. Jesse with the steal. Breakaway. Braden's trying to catch up, but he's not going to be able to catch up with Starnes. Another layup and good for two there. Jesse trying to mount a little bit of a revival here. 48 now for the T-Jacks, or 48 for Sandpoint, 24 for the T-Jacks. Tommy gets the ball in the corner. Hands up to Riley Koso. Koso's no opportunity for a shot, so he'll send it to Braden. Nice triangle pass over at the top of the key. Connects back with Tommy for three. That one won't go down. 6:19 on the clock. Eagles with the ball. Edmund takes it up here for Sandpoint and hands it off over to Isaac for three. Low arc off the front of the rim. Bounces off a couple hands and back into the hands of Edmund. Joe Marks wide open for three. He's going to take that off the back of the iron. Eichley gets a rebound and fast transition by Brian. He's looking to take this one all the way. Fast transition, though. Tommy hesitates at the three-point shot. Takes it, though. Oh, yeah. That ball was... That's going to be a foul on Tommy Mack right there. The ball was right going into the hands of Joe Mark, and Tommy tried to get around him. Tommy's an eighth grader, the shortest guy on the court. Joe Mark, a ninth grader, but still very built. And, you know, just couldn't get around him. Forced a lot of contact. Edmund Cumberland has the ball for Sandpoint. Joe Mark gets the ball at the top of the key now. Looking for an opportunity. Feeds to Starnes. He turns into the paint. Stolen by Braden. Good steal there by the defense. Nice 1-2 step. No good. He can't get the shot off, so he hands it off to Eichley. Underneath the basket, Brian connects. 48 now for Sandpoint. 26 for the T-Jacks. 5:20 left in the game. Isaac's wide open for three there. He takes it. It goes in and out and then in again and then out one more time. Oh, steal there by Edmund. Elia is going to foul Edmund Cumberledge. And, yeah, but that'll be the sixth team foul for the T-Jacks, so it's going to be a throw-in underneath Sandpoint's basket. Coming in, Boston March, sitting down as well. Oh, Ashton's going to sit down, I think, or 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Jesse's sitting down. Ashton thought he was supposed to sit down. He runs to the sideline. Edmund gets the inbound pass for three in the corner, off the top of the rim. Ashton tries to get the rebound, but it goes in the hands of Riley Koso. Takes it coast to coast, can't make the layup go down. Brian Eichley gets a good rebound for the T-Jacks. They get a second chance. Oh, nice behind the back dribble. Puts up a jumper, fadeaway, no good. Memphis gets a rebound. Over to Riley Koso. Floating layup from about 12 feet out, no good. Or floating jumper, I should say, one-handed. Kind of a forced shot, didn't need to take that one. Riley Koso, great potential. He's going to be an awesome player for the T-Jacks. Oh, nice deflection there by Brian Eichley. Boston, I'm not sure if he was trying to pass down the baseline, but Eichley just stuffs it. Eichley, his arms are huge. Kind of like Isaac Gunderson. When you see them, like their wingspans are just surprisingly large. Makes them really powerful defenders. Here we go. Ball in the hands of the T-Jacks. Eichley drives the baseline. Gets behind the post. Oh, behind the back layup. Almost goes down. He gets his own rebound, though. That was a good attempt. It looks a little showy, but you practice that a lot. He was very close to making it. Oh, Riley Koso calls one in from behind the perimeter. 48 now, and it says 28, but I think that should be 29. We'll see. Sandpoint up by 20 on the scoreboard. 4 minutes to go in the game. Sandpoint really just needs to burn down the clock and not give the T-Jacks any opportunity to rally. Edmund with the ball outside the perimeter, just taking his time, looking for an opportunity. Passing the ball around, Ashton. Back over to Edmund. Nice three-point pivot. Saw a full 360 degrees from that. Cross the perimeter now to Joe Mark. Yeah, Sandpoint's just really taking their time. Good pressure on Boston. Throws away the ball. Gets into the hands of the T-Jacks. Oh, yeah. Boston just, like, practically bear hugs Braden. And you can just see that's a great example right there of experience. Brian Eichley, the senior. Oh, actually, he's still a junior. Gosh. Brian Eichley's one of those kids. There's a handful of kids. It was Graydon Severian was the other one. I thought Graydon was a senior every single year. And Brian Eichley, another one where I just always feel like he's a senior. Still a junior. But he's got a lot of experience going to state, played well, kind of a sixth man, sometimes a starter, back on the championship T-Jack squad. And now he's definitely playing, you know, team leader. And he can just, it was kind of like, oh, sitting down, Ashton, checking back in, Joe Mark, I think. Boston March, though. You know, Brian Eichley can just sense blood in the water. Boston gets the ball. He knows he doesn't feel confident with the ball, so he just puts some real heavy pressure on Boston. Okay, Boston with the ball. Hands over to Joe Mark. Moving it over now. Stephen Galvin outside the perimeter. They're not going to give him an opportunity to shoot. Isaac to Edmund. Edmund's outside. Hands off. Good screen. Trying for the pick and roll. Oh, Boston gets behind the defense. Should have taken the shot. Dribbles, looks for a pass, ball gets snatched away from him right away. I think he's getting the call from the coach there to shoot that one. 48-30, Kanko trying to rally here. This is the closest they've brought it to the Eagles in quite some time now. Boston's going to sit down, Chance Griffith will check in for the Eagles. Alright, Sandpoint. On defense, Eichler drives in, puts it up and in for two. Kinko draws within 16. Without a doubt, the closest they've been in quite a while. With 2 minutes and 30 seconds, though, this is going to be a real tough level for them to come back from. Just don't think it's going to happen. But we'll see. Oh, good snatch up by Jager Schotten. Goes right back into the hands of Chance. He drives on baseline. Joe Mark. Defense collapses on him, tries to pass to Edmund. The pass was too hard and too close. Goes off of Edmund's hands. Braden. Oh, up and in, coast to coast. Good for two. Holy cats. Telling you right now, T-Jacks are trying to rally here. Now, the scoreboard says they're within 16, but I really think they're within 14. Under two to go here in the game. All right, ball in the hands of Steven. He's going to pop one off for three. Off the front of the rebound. Joe Mark with the putback. And it was nice because that three-pointer hit the front of the rim and just dropped straight down in Joe Mark's hands. 140 now. The scoreboard says 50-32 in favor of Sandpoint. Koso with the ball. Cross the post. Oh, a hard pass by Braden down to the bottom post where Memphis was at, but it hits the backboard and goes in the hands of Edmund. Chance gets behind the defense, but good transition by Brian Eichley forced him to pass the ball back outside. Good defense by Eichley. This whole series, Isaac, wide open for three, but he's just going to pass it inbound to Joe Mark, sends it back outside to Edmund. Edmund's got to watch that travel. Jump stops, fires one off, but just kind of loses confidence, doesn't do it. Whoa, Braden, coast to coast on the left-hand side, takes it up and in. beautiful. His layup is so pretty. And we're going to have a timeout called here. And 16 seconds left on the clock. And 16-point lead for the Sandpoint Eagles. 51 seconds. I think Coach is going to call on the bench. Yep. I see Colin Smith coming in. Dick Cumberledge coming in. Anyone else hasn't had a chance to play today? Nope. Looks like he rotated in the whole staff. So on the floor for the Eagles, we're going to have Chance, Stephen Galvin, and Isaac playing leadership roles, as well as Dick Cumberledge and Colin Smith coming in, getting some much-needed experience on the floor. And for our seniors' final regular season game, the hat goes off right now to Edmund Cumberledge, as well as Jesse Starnes, and to Elia Lind. These will be their final regular season games here in the Aleutians Eastboro. So proud of these student athletes. Worked very hard. Had a lot of ups and downs throughout the seasons, but man, they've fought so hard for their schools and done a great job. All these boys have had a chance to go to state, which has been really exciting for all of them. That's kind of the dream. And then even with King Cove winning state last year, what an opportunity. Once in a lifetime, seeing the boys and the girls win like that. 51 seconds. Colin Smith gets the throw in. Moving the ball around. Stephen Galvin takes it in. Takes quite a few steps. Loses the ball. Gets it back. Powers up. And they're going to call a foul as he was shooting one off. And man, that was an interesting drive in. There was no lane opportunity. He splits all sorts of defenders. Loses the ball. And just kind of runs alongside the ball through the lane. And somehow gets his hands back on it. And then puts up the shot. Didn't look pretty, but he made it happen, gets the foul, goes to the line for two. Score now. Okay, I think they're updating the score now. Yeah, and Sandpoint's only up by 13 now, 50-37. Oop! Mr. Elia Lind is going to have to sit down. He will foul out of his final regular season game. Getting high fives from the whole Sandpoint bench. The scoreboard going for high fives from everybody. His final regular season game there. Missed shot by Stephen Galvin, 38 seconds. Jager Chong for three, no good. Rebound, fought for by everybody. Goes into the hands of, who's that, Memphis, powering in. Man, Memphis Mack, an eighth grader, and we're going to see a lot from him. You can tell that right away. Memphis showing some real good talent. Gets in there, draws the foul. 30 seconds left in the game, Sandpoint up by 13. And it's surprisingly close given how much Sandpoint was in the lead. We'll see what happens here. Memphis misses his first attempt. Here we go now. Second attempt for Memphis. Puts it up. Makes it. It's going to bring it within 12 now. 30 seconds on the clock. See if Sandpoint just burns things down. Isaac with the ball. Being tightly guarded by Brian Eichley. Not going to let it go. Oh, man. 3-point shot by Chance Griffith. Teardrop into the bucket. 53-38. What a shot by Chance. Here comes the T-Jacks handing off to Jager. Oh, nice shot. Rattles around the top of the rim. Good for Jager Sean. 53-40 now is the score. 3 seconds left. Here comes the final shot. Stephen Galvin for three at the top of the key. No good. And at the buzzer, the final regular season game. Sandpoint wins it, 53-40 on top of the T-Jacks of King Cove. What an awesome series. It's been a great regular season for both these squads. Sandpoint really picking up and shifting gears as they go into regionals. King Cove has had a real tough schedule this year on the road trip, but they are coming a long way as well. And we'll see what happens. Regionals kicks it off on Thursday. We should have as much coverage as humanly possible, so keep it locked here to KSDP.